Hey everybody, welcome back to Lucy's podcast. So today I decided to basically talk about something different right now as I'm talking to you. It's 6:55 p.m. on a Sunday evening and I'm sipping on some wine. So basically, yeah, I've been having one of those days where it kind of starts optimistically, but then it ends up being quite, I won't say bad, but it ends up being very, you know, meh. It's one of those mad days for me. What had happened was I went driving, quick drive with my younger brother. If you don't know, I'm 21. He's literally turning 18 in July. And that sucked. That should have been an indicator that now my day was not gonna go okay, because you know he was freaking out. Like, it, you know, it sucks the fact that someone younger than you is more experienced in something that you've been trying to get experienced in. But that's a different podcast. If you want to hear actually about my experiencing of driving, in terms of why I'm not that great at driving at 21 and why my brother of 17 is a pro, let me know. I'll definitely let you guys in on the story about that. But it involves like my parents and their lack of trust and what a. So anyway, it sucked. I mean, it ended up like I literally drove from section A to section B perfectly okay, but then from B to C I almost got killed twice by cars, because like, I don't know, the car was jamming and it just wasn't okay. So feeling defeated, I came back to the crib, but I was like, you know what, let me give it one more try, because I'm an optimistic person. I like trying, I don't like giving up. Went to my father, was like, put it Sunday, you said we're going driving today, let's drive. The man did not even take me to the driving ring. He literally parked the car outside of the house. Like, we live in a cul-de-sac, so it was literally outside of the house, and there was like 5 different cars parked in the cul-de-sac alone. And I drove in this straightly, confidently, and as I'm about to like turn around the rounder point, I bumped into my neighbor's buggy, which was not cool. And I literally just got out of the car and walked to my room and cried. So yeah, I'm feeling a bit down. I've been in the room since then, and that happened like at what? I think a few hours ago. Like, it's going to be 7. So I'm assuming like past 3 this happened. So I've just been in my room the whole day. You know, took a bunch of pills, stole a bottle of wine, smoked a bunch of cigarettes. I don't know. I'm the type of person where I try really hard to be optimistic, not just for myself, but for the people around me. But you know, I get to a point where I just feel like I try too hard, I'm too nice, and people around me do not appreciate that. They don't give me the same respect that I give them. And I guess that's why I just was like indulging myself with all these things, you know, like alcohol and ciggies and tablets. But you know, those narcotics don't take away the pain. So I mean, I'm saying this with a heavy heart. My mom came and spoke to me and tried to cheer me up, but the end of the matter is I feel very non-respected and disrespected and humiliated because I suck, you know, or I feel like I suck at driving. And it's kind of sad because I'm at a point in my life where I just feel like I suck at everything. And yeah, I don't know, my tempo kind of went down. If you guys can't hear, I'm feeling a bit much sadder talking about this. But anyway, this is not like a full podcast. It's just me letting you guys know how I'm feeling and what happened today. If you want me to talk more about issues with my family, you know,
struggles that I'm facing getting me to a place where I want to be, dealing with my emotional issues of sadness, anger, anxiety, loneliness. If you wanted me to talk about that, just let me know. And I want you guys to let me know how your first experiences were, you know, with driving. Was it good? Was it bad? Did you bump anybody? Did you almost kill anybody? Like, did you break a car? Like, how was it when you were driving? Was your family supportive of you wanting to drive? Like, I just want to know, am I the only person that just has a sucky life, or are there other people? And if there are other people, let's start a community, let's start a family. But yeah, enough from me and my sadness. I'm gonna go back to this wine and I'm gonna drink and get drunk. So yeah, from me to you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. So let me just, you know, take a sip so you guys can tell that I'm serious. Oh fuck, this is some strong dry wine. But yeah, catch you guys on the next podcast from me, Lucy Lou. Love you and see you.